I'd like to just say something for, just take a minute to tell you, to share with you what an intensely profound day this has been. And it all has to do with meeting a few people before the show. You know, that we've been so blessed to be in this group and to travel and share and feel like we get to know people over the years and know areas and know parts of the country and know parts of the world and know some of the customs and culture and have feedback and communication. And so when you read about something like what happened last December here in Newtown, then we feel like we know those people that it happened to. It felt like it happened to people that we knew. And so we were thinking about you then, and we hadn't stopped thinking about you this whole time until we got here tonight. And tonight I got to meet three great men, incredible fathers of children who were lost. And it was such a powerful, a very powerful moment to have this chance to communicate to somebody that we had been thinking about so deeply. And to know that it's okay, and in fact, not just okay, but it's necessary that we continue a discussion to figure out how to unravel a situation where something like that can happen and make sure the odds of it happening again are very slim. And you know as well as I, you have to be very careful when talking about something like this, because they want to defame your character or take away your right to speak. And while they're protecting the Second Amendment, they also don't think that you have the right to speak as an American, as a taxpayer, as a father, as a parent. We've got a right to speak on this issue when the safety of our children is directly affected. And there's and you will take some hits if you put it out there, but that's the thing. I just want to clarify, and we've done some research, and I've talked to some very much smarter than people than myself. There's a lot of it. But the myth that the gun lobby is the most powerful lobby in our country is a myth. That's a myth. The money is not the most money. The amount of people, it's just in the millions. It's a myth, but it's just because they're louder. They're louder and they're very tenacious, and if you speak up against them, they will jump on you and tear you apart and make it so nobody else wants to say anything, or they want them to be fearful that, I mean, we're talking about, I'm gonna stop. You know what we're talking about. So, if all the research is saying, and all the polls conducted, you know, and not just people reacting to what happened, but you have to not just react, you have to prevent. You have to go into prevention mode. And so what we have to do, if the majority of people agree that there should be more legislation, just to make it a little harder, we're not taking away the right, just a safety issue, a safety precautionary, same things that you have to do to get a driver's license or a car. It can't be as easy as buying a pair of shoes. Anyways, all I implore you And I don't mean to be preaching to the converted, but sometimes you just, the choir has to sing louder. And that's one of these issues. If we are louder, it can happen. We just have to be louder, and we have to let the politicians know that they will be reelected if they do what we ask, and we are asking for them to do it now. Because what we don't want is for any of those children's lives to be wasted. Thanks for listening.